Hey there, and welcome to the Rock Reavers podcast. Here we're all about believing and proclaiming the word. We're totally given to true worship and obedient in taking the gospel to the nations through missions. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you'll be blessed by this message.
Glory to God in the highest. I think we could give Jesus a better clap offering. Let's appreciate the Lord. Reavers, you can do better than that. Let's appreciate the Lord. Let's give him a clap of praise. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Because of time, let's be up on our feet. Isaiah 51, verse number 3. We want just to read, and we will cover these few teachings that we are going to be doing today as we stand. Isaiah 51, verse number 3, and then we will go to Jeremiah chapter number 30 and verses number 19. I want to speak about expressions of thanksgiving. Expressions of thanksgiving. We are coming to the close of the year. If there's anything that we need to do during this particular time, is to thank God. So when Pastor Stan actually requested me to come, he wasn't specific about what I should speak, where I've been speaking. I talked about the pastor's honor because they're having a pastor's day. But I do believe that this is, I think, the second last Sunday here, because he told me you guys will be doing a joint service elsewhere. And I just felt it is prudent that thanksgiving is also made known to God. God has been good to us. The year might have been challenging, but we have testimonies amongst us here. Amen. And it's essential the thanksgiving also be known. So we are going to be reading these two scriptures, Isaiah 51, verse number 3, and also Jeremiah chapter number 30 in verse number 19. So let's read it together, all of us. It's on the screen. Let's take it. One, two, go. Shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert. Okay, there's something I'm missing here. Is it complete? This scripture is not complete. Give us a complete scripture. So you've broken this verse. You can't give it as a whole, whoever is behind this thing. Okay, so let's go back again, because I was wondering, is this Bible, Pastor Stan? Yeah, I was expecting some things here. So let's start it again, then we will conclude it. One, two, go. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like, we continue, the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Just stop there for a while. Notice what it says, joy and gladness shall what? Be found therein, and thanksgiving and the voice of melody. So there are things that God wants to be found in a certain group of people. All right, Jeremiah 30 and verse 19. Jeremiah 30 and verses number 19. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. May the anointing of speed come upon the fellow. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So let's continue. And the anointing of wholeness also. So let's read it again, because it's in two portions. One, to go. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. I wish you would have given it completely, because when it is full, it makes sense. So, but let me just quote it so that it at least makes sense. So it says this, that God says that out of them, somebody say out of us, he says, shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And then because of that, the Bible says, and I will multiply them. Because of that, it says, they shall not be few. And he says, and I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. The word of the Lord is blessed. You can shout a good amen as you take your seats. Glory to God. Thanksgiving is one of the things that every human being ought to train themselves in doing in every facet of your life, and even during every season that you would actually engage. The challenge that we are having in the seasons we are in is exactly what Paul had predicted in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 3. When Paul was speaking, he says that a time will come that people will lose certain values. And one of the values that they will actually lose is the value of thanking, the value of giving thanks. Paul is very clear. He says that there will be thankless, a thankless generation. Also in Romans chapter number 1, he speaks about the same thing. Now, we have to reprogram ourselves to understand that thanksgiving is an added advantage to us as Christians, and also a strength that God makes available to us to make us progress in certain things of our lives. So there are four reasons why we usually give thanks. The first being that whenever we are giving thanks, we are doing it because we have faith in God. We are thanking God because we have faith in God. Thanksgiving is an expression, or it is actually a way of declaring your faith in God. So which means people that don't give thanks actually declare that they are faithless. I remember a man of God making a statement that really caught my attention. He said, proud people never pray. That anytime a person cannot pray, it's actually a picture that they are proud. Because it means they are self-dependent, self-reliant. So when we pray, it is actually a picture of humility. It's a posture in the heart to declare that this is my faith in God. A rich man in this land of Nairobi was about to go and do business. And while he was about to go and do business, he was religious. His son was born again, was also a partner in his business, happened to go for prayer. And so he happened to hear that the son had gone for prayer. And he said, well, let me wait for him because I know very well if he's gone for prayer, 5 minutes of prayer will help us. So he waited for the son to come out. 5 minutes went by, 30 minutes went by, 1 hour went by, 2 hours went by. And that's when the young boy came out. When he came out like this, the father looked at him and asked him, is it that you have a lot of problems that you have and yet you have never told me and that I've never helped you? And that is when the son answered him. He said, Dad, I don't pray because I have wahala. I pray because I love God. Prayer is an expression of faith to God. And so is thanksgiving. Whenever you're thanking God, what you are saying is my faith is stuck on God. Mark chapter number 11 and verses number 22. Verse 22. The Bible says have faith in God. Have faith in God. One translation says have the God kind of faith. The Message Bible puts it a bit differently. When you look at it in the Message Bible, it says embrace this God life. So which means faith is a God life. Come on, somebody needs to talk to me. I said faith is a God. You don't have faith because you're believing for a breakthrough. You don't have faith because you're waiting on God for a miracle. If your faith is only stuck on things you are trusting God for, then you're not really in faith. Faith is a currency that we transact with. In Hebrews 11 and verses number 6, the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So what captures the attention of God is faith. I need an amen. Now repeat after me. Say after me, I have faith. And my faith is stuck on God. Shout it loudly. Say again, I have faith. So I want you to remember that Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, without faith it is impossible to please. Underline the word please. The word please means to capture the attention. The word please means to have God's focus set on you. On the world of men, what you need is favor. Okay? In the world of the spirit, to deal with God, what you need is faith. You don't need favor necessarily with God. Favor with God in the world of the spirit is called faith. So every time I set myself on God with faith, God exchanges the faith I give to him, because in the world of men, I don't need faith. Are you hearing me? And God changes it with favor that I need in the world of men. 90% of all life's progress, in fact, 95% of all the progress of life is actually built on favor. Who likes you determines how far you will go. Whoever speaks well on your behalf determines the height you will rise. So 95% of all the progress we have in life is not how hard you work, but it is actually built on favor. But favor is an exchange of something you give to God called faith. Tap your neighbor, tell your neighbor faith. Look at the other one, give them a high five, tell them again, neighbor, faith. So faith is not just an entity of things you're believing God for. That is why we are saying here that when you're thanking God, what you're basically trying to say is that you're expressing your faith on God. So remember Hebrews 11 and verse number 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Whoever therefore thanks God pleases God. Whoever therefore thanks God is basically trying to tell God, it's not what I see you have done, it is who you are. Your person impresses me. Your class impresses me. Everything about you moves me. So every time you are thanking God, you're basically declaring to God, you're worth my attention. Number two, why is faith what we call thanksgiving very important? Because it is also an act of faith for a result. An act of faith for a result. So we thank God because we are showing our faith unto God, but we also thank God because we have faith for results. Can I hear an amen? Philippians 4 and verse number 6. He says, being anxious for nothing but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Making your request made known to God. So when I'm thanking God because I'm having faith. You can do it. You are able. There is none that can make it better than you. I know that I'm in a place whereby I need help. And being in that place, human beings have that ability, but they can't take it to the next level. So only you are on a class of your own. Come and help me. Thanking God is simply showing God that you're the only one that can extend your hand, and you're the only one that can be able to bring help into my life. I've seen a lot of people constantly, the only thing they are doing is to pray. Oh God, give me. Oh God, give me. Sometimes after releasing the prayers of give me, switch it into telling him thank you in advance. Tell him, Lord, I know you have done it. I know you have worked it. The Bible says in Mark 11 and verse 24. Are you with me here? Mark 11, 24 says that whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you have received. So which means in the circuit of prayer, what concludes the circuit of prayer is your ability to believe that you have received. If you pray without believing you have received it, that prayer was not complete. So how do I believe I have received? By thanking him. When I thank him, I am telling him I have received it. When I'm thanking him, I am declaring to him that I have already taken what you have actually given to me. So I don't need to see it. So that's why I'm thanking you. I don't need to be able to have it in a tangible format. When I'm thanking you, what I'm doing is to bind you into that posture of telling you that you will perform it because I know you have the ability. Tap your neighbor, tell your neighbor, keep on giving thanks. Look at the other one with a high five and tell your neighbor, neighbor, keep on giving thanks. Number three, why do I thank God? I'm rushing through because of what I want to teach you. I thank God because I have faith in his process. I have faith in his process. So the third reason you do thanksgiving is because it's an expression of faith in the processes of God. In other words, what that means is that even though you may not understand what is happening in 2023, and you may have been in a place whereby you have other people giving testimonies, but for you, things are becoming worse. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? For you, things are not improving. In fact, when you're hearing the man of God standing here and telling people that today we are standing here to go ahead and to give thanks, people, you're even wondering, what am I about to give thanks for? Because even probably as I walked into church, maybe my house was closed. Probably the things have even become worse. More as I fasted, things are becoming worse. Did you ever know, Pastor Stan, that in a church sometimes, I remember some years ago, I began to teach on Thanksgiving. Some ladies were looking at me very angrily until when I got to this point. And I had to begin to tell them because they were already clear. They had told me, Pastor, when you will ask us to give thanks, we have no testimony. Because during a Thanksgiving service, what also we do is to call people to give a testimony. So there are people who are getting angrier because 3 years God has not answered. 10 years, there is no miracle. So sometimes people tend to think that you only thank God because God did it. No, you also thank him because you have faith he's in charge of the process. You thank him because you know you are still in his hands and he knows how it will end up at the end of the day. Oh, you need to give me a shout of amen. Rivers. That is a reality you have to. I may not understand it, but I thank you because I know I'm still in your hands. I may not like it, but I thank you because I still believe you will make it better at the end of the day. Job, in Job chapter number 23, said, I sought the Lord on the right where his power lies, I found him not. I sought him on the left where he walketh, I found him not. I went to the heavens where I know he sleeps, I found him not. I went to Sheol where I know I might find, I found him not. Then I say to myself that though he may take me through this, yet I believe that after he's done with me, I will come out as gold. In other words, I know this process is still in the hands of God. Probably you're one of the people who is wondering, Thanksgiving for what? No testimony, it's only warfare. I'm in a good church, classic, everything looks okay. People are giving testimony, but my things are becoming more worse. More shame, more problem, more debts, more challenges. Ladies and gentlemen, you are still in the hands of the potter. Give him thanks because you're telling him, I believe in the process. I know you are still working and I will come out better. Somebody shout yes. Faith in the process. The story of Joseph is a very profound story. I said it last time, I will repeat it here again. That the Bible teaches we move from glory to glory. Joseph in Genesis 37 had a very powerful encounter with God when he had a dream that he dreamt. But all of a sudden the brothers hated him. And so he found himself in Egypt. And when he was in Egypt, he was a slave to somebody. According to scripture, he began to do very well. Everything that he was touching kept on improving. All of a sudden, a woman came and messed up the testimony of Joseph and threw him into the dungeon. 3 years in Potiphar's house. He dreamt at the age of 17. So 3 years in Potiphar's house, according to historians. 10 years in the dungeon and in the prison, left to rot. While Joseph was also there, we never saw him complain. We never saw him lament. I hope you're hearing me, Rivers. We never saw Joseph even write a psalm. You know, every time a psalm was written, it was during a time when there was chaos. So whenever David would write a psalm, he would say, Lord, look at my enemies. They persecute me. Arise and fight for me. We don't even have one psalm that Joseph wrote. But we find him in the dungeon. Then one day, Genesis 41, the Bible unlocks that a man who he interpreted the dream for forgot him, but he remembered him. And he tells Pharaoh, there was a man in the dungeon who told me everything and it came to pass. The man Joseph is recalled again. He rises, interprets the dream for Pharaoh. He's elevated. Genesis chapter number 46, fast forward. Verse number 9. Joseph sees the dream that he saw in Genesis 37, that all the brothers were bowing before him. He sees it in Genesis 46 and verse 9. The Lord has made it come to mind. I wish I'm preaching to somebody right here. So one theologian began to argue that this life of Joseph was contrary to the realities of what scripture teaches us. He was beginning to say, the Bible says we move from glory to glory. Joseph seemed to move from glory to grace, glory to problem. What is it about this thing? Then the answer was given, that Joseph had an attitude of knowing that God was still in between the lines. God allowed him to go to Egypt because his destiny was not to be fulfilled in Canaan. Sometimes they have to chase you away from that job so that where God originally planned for you to be, you can arrive there. Oh, you don't look like you're shouting an amen right here. Sometimes you have to lose some things for your promotion to manifest. He's in Potiphar's house. When Joseph thinks that now God is now lifting him up, chaos again appears. He goes to the prison for 10 years. If it was Joseph, Joseph should have begun to complain. God has forgotten me. But there is a strategy in God. God says, Joseph, I will want to lift you. One day you will stand before Pharaoh, but you cannot do it like a slave owned by Potiphar. Because if Joseph interpreted the dream of Potiphar as a slave, or Potiphar, after interpreting the dream before Pharaoh, he would have been sent back like a dog, ruining your money. So when God allowed him to be sent to the prison for 10 years, Pastor Kevin, it was only him being made a free man. So in prison, Joseph was a slave of no man. He was a free man preparing for his promotion. I don't like the word. Oh, come on. You need to give me feedback right here. Some losses are your advantage. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, thank God by faith, because you believe that the process is still in his hands. So whenever you're thanking God, it's not because you saw the miracle. It's not only because you have faith in God. It is also because you believe he's in charge of the process. So you will make it by the end of the year. You will come out better than where you are. Your rejoicing, your laughter will be louder than what you have ever seen. God will comfort you at the end of the day. When you shout an amen, the miracle is coming to pass. The disease might be worse. The losses might be worse. The financial struggle might be worse. But Lord, thank you. Lord, I know that you are still in charge. Lord, I know that you are still working. Lord, I know that you will still do it on my behalf. Lord, I know that you are mighty to save. Thank you for who you are. You began it, you will finish it. I will look unto Jesus, the author and the perfecter of my faith. This is a confidence I will hold, that he that began a good work in me, he is able to take it. So I will thank you. Lift your hands and say, Lord, thank you, thank you. Shout it loudly. Say again, Lord, thank you. I want you to go to three people for a while because you look too comfortable. Go to three people, give them a high five. Tell your neighbor, never thank him even in the process. Because he's in charge. He's in charge. He's in charge. Come on, go to somebody. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, he is in charge. So give him thanks. Look at another one. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, my God is in charge. So I will give him thanks. I want you to add another one. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, even in my tears, I will give him thanks because he's in charge. I want you to look at somebody and say, your neighbor, neighbor, even in my losses, I will still give him thanks because he's in charge. Now, if you believe it, lift your voice and make a shout to God here today. Take your seat. So we give thanks because it's an expression of faith in God's
processes. We know he's in charge. A story was told by Joyce Meyer. I think I said it here, but I will repeat it anyway. Joyce Meyer explained of how she was able to witness the processing of a small 10 particular item. I said it, yes, I remember, I said it here. And how that person explained to her that the clarity, how he knows that that item is actually well prepared, is the moment the face or the image is reflected. Sometimes when God is working on you, some things that he will do is to create losses on your behalf. I don't know whether, sound man, you could help me. I really need to be very free. Is to create losses on your behalf. So if you are in a process, please never lose the culture of thanksgiving. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse number 10, 1 Corinthians 10:10, God warns the children of Israel through the lips of Paul, not the children of Israel, the new believers through the lips of Paul. And this is a statement that Paul says. He says, because of their murmuring, the Lord sent a destroyer. Now please listen to me. Complaining and murmuring can cause you to have a destroyer working against you. Some losses are created because of how our attitude is wrong. So the difference or the exchange of what we call, he says, Noah complained, some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. So as the year is coming to an end, you can sort out the complainer. And the only way you can deal with complaining is to switch it to begin to give thanks. So there's somebody we call a destroyer. You can stop a destroyer. How do you stop a destroyer? By changing your language. From complaining to thanksgiving. The moment you begin to give thanks, you stop the destruction. You stop the bleeding. You stop the losses. Please give me an amen right here. But if you know that every time you're having losses and it is not changing, check out what you are saying. Because thanksgiving must be a culture you practice. I need a better amen. Tap your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, keep on thanking God. Very quickly, because of my time, because I want us to give thanks. I have 10 minutes and I want to save the last 2 minutes. We will practically give thanks. Is that okay? Let me talk about how you can expressions of thanksgiving. Expression number one of thanksgiving is what we call the prayer of thanksgiving. Please write these things down. It will help you. The first expression of thanksgiving is what we know as a prayer of thanksgiving. Philippians again 4 and verse number 6. Philippians 4 and verse number 6. The Bible indicates to us that being anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So thank God because it's a prayer. So one of the things that you should do as the year is coming to an end, switch your prayers from warfare to thanksgiving. Be very intentional. Let your prayers be 50 to 60 to 80% full of thanksgiving. Let it only be 20% believing God for the coming year. If you have been waiting on God for a miracle from the beginning of the year, from now, change your prayers. Make your prayer full of thanksgiving. Verses number 2, Nehemiah 11 and verse number 17. Just stay with me. Nehemiah 11 and verse 17. The Bible says how they employed a man and his work was to raise a prayer of thanksgiving. Nehemiah 11 and verse 17. They had a man they had employed among them. The work of that man was to give thanks. Expression number 2, because of my time and I'm trying to get into somewhere. Expression number 2 is what we know as the songs of thanksgiving. The songs of thanksgiving. Rivers, I want you to hear me very carefully. Right now, as we come to the close of the year, one thing that we need to do this time, between now and next Sunday, is to release songs. The songs we release are full of thanksgiving. If in your house or you're driving your vehicle and anytime you're listening to a song, if all of them are breakthrough oriented, try change them for a while. Bring songs of thanksgiving. Can I hear an amen? Nehemiah chapter 12 and verse 27. Nehemiah 12, 27. Nehemiah 12 and verse 46. Nehemiah 12, 27. Nehemiah 12, verse 46. Change your songs into a place where you will bring glory to God. Lord, you deserve the glory. Lord, you deserve the honor. Songs of thanksgiving create a melody in your heart. Remember where we started from. That's where we will be landing at the end. That from them shall proceed. And that's what I'm looking forward for. That from this congregation something will proceed. It's known as a voice of thanksgiving. Expression number 3 is a voice of thanksgiving. The voice of thanksgiving. What is a voice of thanksgiving? It's simply known as the utterances of thanksgiving. Remember, I'm rushing because I want the practical part done. It means the utterances of thanksgiving. So when I am praying, Sister Kamina, I'm praying thanking God. But there are people after prayer, when they come out, they can add a song. The challenge is after singing, the problem is they do not sustain the voice of thanksgiving. Now the voice of thanksgiving is your conversation being full of thanks. So that means every person you are talking to, for example, after church, when you're having fellowship, as you are talking to them, you are not just conversing with them and telling them how hard the year has been, how the economy is hard. If that is your discussion, that voice has been affected. Did you ever know that you can choke your prayer? That if you did 1 hour of prayer and come out and begun a discussion of complaining, the labor you made for 1 hour can be frustrated by the lamentation that you have. So you have the prayer of thanksgiving. Please, ladies and gentlemen, follow me. You have the songs of thanksgiving, which you create as an atmosphere. And then now you shift it to the verbalization of thanksgiving. So it is in your discussion that thanksgiving is permitted. For example, switch off any report on news that is negative. Anytime you hear things that will come into your spirit to affect your voice, you block it. Then you make the decision to look for only voices that will constantly make you to give thanks. If you have friends or relatives, even when you will go to the holidays and you have people you will be connecting with, if their conversation is lamentation, walk away so that you sustain the voice of thanksgiving. A man who was always speaking thanksgiving, Pastor Stan, Pastor Kevin. Every time something happened, he always made this statement. This is a true story. He would always say, give thanks, you never know what happened. A negative thing would happen, give thanks, you never know what happened. He had three of his friends. They became agitated and they wondered, this give thanks. What are you trying to teach us? We are tired of it. Guess what they did? They decided to plot a day that they will receive him. And the idea was, as he came, listen carefully here, they will poison his drink. And then when he will drink it, as he will begin to suffer, because they wanted an antidote aside, as he will begin to suffer, they will ask him, this thanks thing that you are saying, we want to see how far it will take you. So as a man was driving from where he was to meet up with his friends, a phone call came. The phone call was, where are you? The wife is the one that is calling him. Our son has just broken his right hand. And right now he's in hospital. You need to rush and come and stand with him. So the man had to flip, call his friends and told them, I'm not coming. And the reason is because my son is in hospital right now. So I'm rushing there to be with my wife and my son to ensure everything is okay. So the guy arrived, took care of his wife, took care of the son. The friends also drove and came and joined him. And as they arrived like this, they were very angry at the boy. They looked at the boy and they told him, young man, how can you fall down during such a day? How can you break your hand during such a day? The man turned to them, he said to his friends, listen, I have told you, give thanks. You never know what would have happened. The friends looked at him and they told him, we know. Ladies and gentlemen, let your voice be sustained. If you should have another name apart from Miriam Saul, let another name that you will have on you be thanksgiving. Let people give you a name. Brother, thanksgiving is coming. Sister, thanksgiving is coming. That this one never entertains wrong conversations. I like the way you're quiet, but anyway, we will get married in a while. Amen. I want you to tap your neighbor, tell your neighbor, let your conversation be full of thanksgiving. Turn to the other one, tell your neighbor, give thanks at every point. Look at another one, tell your neighbor, neighbor, even in your business, no matter how things are, let your conversation be full of thanksgiving. Sometimes you will meet your colleagues, Pastor Kevin, and maybe they will be telling you, these businesses, they are not working of late. What you do is you tell them, well, we thank God. God didn't plant us in Kenya for nothing. He will glorify himself. They will look at you and wonder, can't you see the economy? You tell them, no, we thank God. God knows why he put us here. God knows why we are in the season we are. It's a conversation you create. A language. I pray for every one of you in Rivers Church here today that the Lord will remove the voice of a complainer, the voice of lamentation, the voice of complaint, and the Lord will put on your lips a new voice after today. That by the time you will come out of here, what will proceed from this church will be the voice of thanksgiving. The Rivers will be known to be a church full of thanksgiving. If anyone will talk about Rivers, I will be saying that church is full of thankful people. They are in warfare, but they still give thanks. They are never negative in their attitude. They are always rejoicing. They are always having a voice of melody. In that church, they are ever excited. Let me tell you, those people will run to this church. Church growth is an aspect of attitude. If you are the voice of thanksgiving, it means your attitude is also different. You can't talk thanksgiving and you look like you're angry. When you talk thanksgiving, you will look excited. And they know you work in the same office. You both have not been paid. The days are going. Christmas is ahead. Everyone is trusting God for money for Christmas. But you're the one telling them, listen, let's give thanks. Let's talk thanks. Let's not complain about we have not been paid. God is still in charge. I pray for your mouth in the name of Jesus, that your mouths will be turned around from the voice of complaining. You will possess the voice of rejoicing, the voice of thanksgiving. May you receive it. I said again, may you receive it. May your conversations be full of thanksgiving. You will thank God for your church. You will thank God for the leaders. You will thank God for the brethren in church. You will thank God for your work. You will thank God for life. You will thank God for salvation. You will thank God for your husband. You will thank God for your... Listen, how many women are praying to get married? Even if that man looks like a kurutu, like a crazy man, tell God thank you that at least I have a man in my house. Go to 5 people, give them a high five, tell your neighbor, may that voice become your reality. Come on, go to them, prophesy, because it has to be. Go to them, prophesy, tell them, neighbor, may you receive the voice of thanksgiving. Pastor Kevin, God had to sanctify the lips of prophet Isaiah because he had a lip that was complaining. I don't know whether you're here. Every time problems are there, oh God, mambo ni mbaya. Hakuendi poa ni ngori. From today it will change. Mambo ni poa. Because Jehovah, you're gonna meet me. I know I will be lifted. I know I will come out of this position. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell people, to every human being, there's a book of Genesis for your beginning, a book of Exodus for your deliverance, a book of Leviticus for your priestly calling, a book of Numbers for the organization of your destiny, a book of Deuteronomy for your government capacity, a book of Joshua because God is a promise keeper, a book of Judges because a leader in you is in the making, a book of Ruth because you can talk like Ruth. Where you go, I will go. Your God shall be my God. I thought I had an amen right here. A book of 1st and 2nd Samuel because you can prophesy over your life. You can declare words over your destiny. A book of 1st and 2nd Kings because you are a king being elevated. A book of 1st and 2nd Chronicles because your story shall be remembered. A book of Esther because everyone carries favor. The book of Ezra because your story shall be written. A book of Nehemiah because you are a builder of walls of destiny. And not only that, everyone has a book of Job because even though your beginning is small, your latter end shall greatly. So begin to give thanks. Though he slayeth me, yet will I worship him. I may not see him, yet will I rejoice in my Redeemer. I may not understand which way I'm going, yet the Lord deserves my praise. I pray for you, reapers. Receive the voice of thanksgiving. Shout aloud, yes! Shout aloud, yes! I come with a word for you. And the season for that voice is here. And rivers, this is the prophecy God gave me to give you. Jeremiah 31 and verse 19 again is a prophecy, Pastor Stan, this church is about to enter. The third thanksgiving expression is the sacrifices of thanksgiving. I have never known people to give thanks only by their mouth. You also carry offerings to put on this altar to appreciate the Lord for what he has done. If as a congregation this year will end and you have never been able to come here with an offering to give thanks, not for breakthrough, not your tithe, not your offering, not for miracles, just an offering to drop on this altar by next Sunday, just to tell God thank you, embarrass the devil a little bit, my friend. Embarrass him. Take that 10,000, not for miracle. And you're telling God, God, I'm not giving it because I need a breakthrough. I know you can give me, but I'm giving it because the money you have is your life. Never tell me you love God by lifting your hand only or shouting amen. Money also is a picture of your love for God. So by next Sunday, I don't know whether the leadership will allow, but Pastor San, provoke your people. By next Sunday, they should bring sacrifices on this altar. You're worshiping under a tent. You've never known how it is paid. You don't know how the bills may be covered, but there is grace speaking on your behalf. You have seen God give you an excellent church, an excellent pastor, an excellent leadership, an excellent mother. Sometimes decide, I'm going to carry a seed. Let me put it here and make a decision. Lord, I've just come to appreciate you for my church, for my family, for my generation. Carry it for your children. In fact, prepare the Sunday school children to also have offerings of thanksgiving. So this is my prophecy. This is what God told me to give you. 30 verse 19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. Listen to this. This is your word. And I will. Oh, come on, rivers. I will. And they shall not be what? I will. And they shall not be what? As you begin to give thanks, God sent me here to tell you, multiplication is coming. Your amen needs to be born again. You need to shout a better amen right here. God will begin to bring an increase in this church we have never been able to see. We will have an extra tent outside there. We will have supernatural breakthroughs in people's life right here. Because the Lord says out of them, and I prophesy, out of this congregation, that voice will proceed. That voice will proceed. I said that voice will proceed. For 1 minute, lift your hands and just begin to give thanks. Give thanks. I'm already late with 3 minutes. Please give thanks. Open your mouth and begin to give thanks. Oh, I can't hear you. You're too many to pray quietly. I never told you poor prayer points. Lift up your hands. Tell the Lord you deserve it. You deserve the glory. You deserve the praise. You deserve it. You deserve it. Come on, rivers. You can do better. We are about to close here. Kweli wewe, wewe ni Mungu. Come on, give thanks. Kweli wewe, wastahili. Umeketi juu sana, kwenye kiti cha enzi. Umejivika utukufu, wewe ni Mungu. Kweli wewe. Come on, let's declare it. Wewe ni Mungu. Let's be practical in this matter. Kweli wewe. Wastahili. Umeketi juu sana. Hey. Kwenye kiti cha enzi. Come on, go ahead and tell. Umejivika utukufu. Let's tell him. Wewe ni Mungu. Oh, kweli wewe, wewe ni Mungu, kweli
wewe,
wastahili, umeketi juu
sana.
Come on, go ahead and tell him,
kwenye kiti cha enzi,
go ahead and tell him, umejivika utukufu. One more time. Oh, kweli wewe.
Kweli wewe. Wewe ni Mungu.
Oh,
kweli wewe.
Wastahili.
Wastahili.
Oh, umeketi juu.
Umeketi juu sana. Kwenye kiti cha enzi. Umejivika utukufu. Wewe ni Mungu.
Please, let's lift our hands and just give him a clap of praise for a while. Give him a wild clap and a shout in this house.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now hold on. I'm a bit radical, so sometimes when I would encourage you to do things, I want you to take it practically. A pastor stood in his church, told the congregation, give God the highest shout and rejoice because of who he is and what he's able to do. In that congregation, there were two people. There was a girl that was 35 years of age that was believing God to get married. And she said to herself, according to what your man servant has spoken,
Lord, I will take it and practice 2 Chronicles 20:20. I will believe in his word and rejoice in it. There was also a young man that was extremely broke and needed to do a lot financially, but was completely incapacitated. He decided to do the same. The story goes that this young girl shouted so crazy. This is a true story. She jumped up and down, shouted. I mean, have you ever seen people who look like they're rowdy? She was rowdy. When she engaged with all her heart, jumping up and down, immediately after the service, a brother went to her and greeted her and said, "Sister, as I saw you jumping pon down, Nigerian, amen, pon down, up and down, my heart also went up and down. And I heard the voice of God telling me, you are my wife." That is how the lady became visible. This is a true story. The same congregation, the young man, after he heard, he decided to clap for God. And he did it with all his energy. True story. As he did so, coins began to drop from his hands. I know you will argue with me. I say, "Pastor, from where? If God can cause water to come from a rock, God can cause money to drop from the hands." That money that he saw dropping from the hands was a sign, because God uses signs to show you your next level. That poverty was broken. The very same week, the guy got a contract that changed his life permanently. When we ask you to rejoice after we have taught you, don't do. When you clap like this, it shows how small your God is. Like this, it also shows. When you take it high and you release everything. Hold on. We are coming to the close of the year. Honestly, behaving religiously isn't worth it. High blood pressure can come through thanksgiving. Down through thanksgiving. Fear can dissipate through praise. Body problems, even muscle aches, even if right now you have back problems, they can finish as you release a praise right here. Oh, I thought I had a better amen right here. Hold on. Hold on. So I have exceeded with 9 minutes, but I want you to use one crazy minute. Forget your neighbor, your husband, your wife, your child, your friend, your fiance, probably even your girlfriend that you dragged in church to impress her in this church that you're in. I want you to forget them for a while and let God receive your praise. Ladies and gentlemen, let this prophecy that we have heard come to pass in your life. 1, 2, 3. Release a shout. Come on. Out of them shall proceed. Out of them shall proceed. Out of them shall proceed. The voice of thanksgiving. The voice of them that make merry. Let it proceed from Rivers Church. Let the river begin to flow. Let every fear, every reproach be removed. Let the river flow. Out of them shall proceed. Somebody give the Lord a shout. Don't look at your neighbor. Don't look at anyone. You are free to jump up and down. Thank you, Jesus. As you lift your hands with rejoicing. One thing with men of God, it looks like sometimes when we give instructions, we are joking, but this is how miracles occur. When you will leave here because a voice has proceeded of thanksgiving, the disease in your body dissipates. Two people with a migraine headache here, God just healed you. In the name of Jesus, the migraine headache disappears. I see tumors drying up in the name of Jesus. Everything that you ever called money that you have never seen, you will begin to see it. Because money recognizes a right attitude. It will recognize your attitude. It will see your sense of rejoicing. From today, every depression leaves you. Every stress leaves you. Every sorrow leaves you. Every complaint leaves you. In the name of Jesus. From today, no matter how bad things will be, the Lord fill your mouth with laughter. The Lord fill your mouth with rejoicing. The Lord fill your mouth with the voice of thanksgiving. From you shall proceed. From you shall proceed. From you shall proceed. From you shall proceed. From you shall proceed the voice of thanksgiving. To 2024, you will thank God. Your multiplication comes. Your increase is coming. Your multiplication is here. God shall answer your prayer. If you believe it, one more time, I want you to jump up, run up and down. Shh.
shout to the Lord. Shout to the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Make it crazy. Make it crazy. Give God a shout. Glory to God. Somebody give God a shout. Give God a shout. Woo. Thank you. Somebody here with some anxiety. You know, it's just time. Anxiety disease just poured, just dropped off. Miracles are happening here. Lift your hands, just receive. The miracles are already happening here. Miracles are here. My God. Oh, my God. Miracles are already here. Heaviness is being lifted off of people today. Strange joy, strange peace, and common laughter. In the midst of war, you will laugh into your victory. As you close the ear, you will rejoice and give thanks. Your lips are in covenant with God to give thanks. In covenant with God, no matter the text you will receive, you have a covenant with your maker to give thanks. Come on, I want you to go ahead and just receive it wherever you are. Your neighbor may not understand. Don't force them. I want you to, you are here on a personal vendetta. So go ahead and rejoice in him.
Thank you for sticking in to the end. We hope you are blessed by this message. Follow us for more of these messages when new episodes drop, and make sure to rate us so that more people can find out about us. Bye-bye.